Welcome to Sots Watch, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, Sotskers. Welcome to a very special edition of Sots Watch. You may notice through the episode that things sound a little different. Maybe we're talking over each other a little more. Maybe our voices just aren't carrying the same rich, resonant timber you're used to hearing them with. That's because...
Or perhaps more so.
It might sound better.
It very well could.
These are all true things. That's because for the first time ever, ladies and gentlemen, we are all sitting in the same room. You heard three beers opening there because we all decided to open them together. I'm Ben.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Doug.
And we are the Sots. And folks... Right now, we are in the elimination round of the 2018 FIFA World Cup.
Boo! mixed results.
And by I say we, today. I mean we the world, because America is not in this tournament this year. First time we didn't make it since 1986.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad, especially considering... the field this year, there's not a lot of good teams. Germany's already out. Mexico's out today.
Japan's
out in a last-second goal. Well,
I have not been following.
Yeah. There have been some really great matches. There have been some really incredible goals. Russia's still in it. I'm a little upset by that.
Yeah me too.
You get home calls when you're the home country.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. But in honor of the World Cup, we are going to talk sports movies. So we're not just talking soccer movies, because I can name two.
What are they? Are you saving those for the best?
No. I can think of Bend It Like Beckham and Kicking and Screaming.
Oh, well, then I can think of a third.
Ah.
Shaolin Soccer.
Oh.
I've never seen it.
I can think of, I think it was just called The Big Green. It had the kid who played Ham from...
You're right.
Sandlot in it.
I forgot about that.
Four. We got to four.
So we've listed all four soccer movies.
Well, I'm sure us pig-headed Americans haven't seen that many football movies, but I'm sure that they exist.
This is true.
That being said, it is not going to be one of our specific categories tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having categories. I thought also, though... hockey could almost be included, because there are a ton of hockey movies out there.
Yeah, there
are golf. There's a bunch of golf movies out there, but who wants
There are a lot of golf movies.
Because I can think of three off the top of my head. I will do that later, because one of them may be my honorable ones, and we don't want to talk about that. But we are going to be talking about baseball movies, basketball movies, football, American football movies, boxing movies, and finally the other category.
Yeah. Miscellaneous
sports.
But
let's talk about the beers we're drinking.
Yeah.
Well, chances I've got the sneaking suspicion that we're gonna have similar, if not identical, beers. But I'll reserve that until the big reveal, even though I can see all the cans myself.
For the first time! In history. History-making podcast.
Never been done before on this channel.
By us.
The esteemed brew of this special episode happens to be America's choice, Busch Light, brewed in USA.
Says it right on the can, ladies and gentlemen.
12 fluid ounces of taste.
I think it's more
flavor.
12 fluid ounces of taste?
Question mark?
Ooh, wait, I think I got something on that last sip.
Is that a hint of flavor?
Oh, you sneaky brewers. Putting flavor in your beer.
We have a lot of it. The other night we had a 30-pack. We started to run out, got another 30-pack, and then had two of those, I think. Man, we got a lot left over.
We also don't need to mention the four bags of Tostino's pizza rolls that we all consumed.
It should be worth saying that Busch Light and Tostino's pizza rolls are not sponsors of Sots Watch. This is free plug. Although if Busch Light or Tostino's wants to send us beer or pizza rolls.
Yeah.
I would take either from either company.
I would not turn that down. No.
Bush wants to send us some pizza rolls or Tostino wants to send us some beer.
Yeah.
I'd try it.
Pizza roll flavored beer. It could happen.
Oh, I don't know.
Hey.
Can they make it good?
That's not the question. It's whether or not they can make it.
There's a pizza flavored beer out there.
Oh, of course there is.
It's not good, but
what's pizza?
Exists.
It is default to pepperoni, or is it just
tomato?
Cheese? Tomato. Oh, boo.
Typically, yeah.
It's like tomato and basil.
Pasta beer. That's what it sounds like to me.
May as well be.
Well, what is pizza but the largest pasta?
Ooh.
That's another podcast.
We're getting back into our philosophical roots here.
Sots thoughts.
How do you want to do this sports movies? Go person by category? We want to just
let's do a round. Let's just talk round robin each category.
Okay.
So
starting,
I guess, alphabetically would be baseball, as we were talking about them, right?
Yeah.
That's the first one?
Sure.
Okay, baseball movies. I'll go ahead and start, because otherwise I'll forget what my choice was, because it was actually kind of hard for me to pick this one. But my favorite baseball movie is A League of Their Own.
Mm, that's a good one.
I mean, the cast in it is amazing. It's funny. It is so funny.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks just kills in that movie.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
There's no, like, he doesn't have a line that I don't want to quote. There's no crying in baseball, obviously being like the big one, but
yeah.
when he's leading that prayer and he's like, "And Lord, thank you for that waitress back in Duluth. You remember her? She kept screaming your name. Amen." Oh, it's so good.
Well, even in the one he can't get in there, tall girl, what's her name? Beverly. Yeah, Beverly, get out of there. Tall girl.
Tall girl.
That's a good movie. A lot of like really good, even John Lovitz is in it for like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and he has great lines in it too. It's like, who taught you to throw the cows?
Oh, that's a good movie. That's one I haven't watched in a long time.
It's man. Holds up, like, and everyone, Madonna is in it, and she does a great job.
Yeah. Rosie O'Donnell's good.
Rosie O'Donnell. One of the things that...
Marla Hooch.
Oh, God. Marla Hooch. She's so good. It had to be you. One of the things that I found out about that movie, actually... mom told me this. Teresa Tibbles. She's a saint.
Shout out.
We'll edit it out later.
She's a saint.
She's the one who told me this. The old ladies at the end of the movie are not Gina Davis and the actress who played her sister, whose name I can't remember.
Lori Petty, right? From Free Willy and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's not those two in age makeup. It's two old ladies they found that just really look like Gina Davis and Lori Petty.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Lori Petty. Yeah. Could look it up, I guess. But
plus, you know, whatever, 40 years.
And they looked a lot like them.
They looked a lot like them. So that blew me away when I found that out. But God, that's a great movie.
Baseball movie?
That was going to be my pick.
Oh, damn. So, I'm sorry.
Describe it in a different way.
Boy, if I can remember, which I can't.
Do you have a favorite scene?
I probably do. But it's been so long since I've seen it.
Mine is, my favorite baseball movie is also my favorite sports movie, because it's the best sports movie, The Sandlot.
All right.
It is... Well, it's an American classic. It's a great movie about growing up. We've all been in those situations.
Yeah.
Trying to make friends. Friends always doing stupid stuff and getting into trouble. The slumber party in the treehouse. Never had a treehouse, but the principle is the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Being deathly afraid of this monstrous dog that's actually not very big. Oh, I love that movie.
It is a great movie.
Quotable, too. Like, just thousands of one-liners.
Oh, yeah. I mean... What's your favorite quote? What's your favorite quote from that movie?
My favorite quote from the movie? I don't know. The one that makes me laugh the most is when the vacuum cleaner machine blows up and Tommy comes out of the thing. It just shakes off his head and he's like, I blame myself. I don't know why it makes me laugh every time. But like, because a kid doesn't have many lines in the movie until that part.
Yeah.
And he's just caked in dust. And I blame myself. And then anything Squint said pretty much was up there. And then Wendy Peppercorn.
Wendy Peppercorn.
The face-off between the jock baseball team and Ham, the back and forth.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. What do you think? What do you think about Squint's sneaky kiss by like today's standards?
Yeah, you couldn't do that today, I don't think. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. See, like someone said that, and it's I don't think it's that bad.
He pretended he was dead. I mean, it's not great, but
it's not great. No, he's lying to force a kiss, yeah. Which is no part of that is great. but there are worse things.
Well, yeah, there are definitely worse things. Yeah. I don't know. That's one of those things that doesn't bother me. Because yeah. They're supposed to be like, what, 12?
Yeah.
He's a kid. And she's like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
Wendy Peppercorn.
Wendy Peppercorn. Oiling and... What is it?
Lotioning.
Lotioning. Lotioning and oiling.
I'm pinking like a toasted cheeser is a pretty good line.
Oh, I thought you said the great Bambi. That wimpy deer.
Oh, it's a great movie. I could talk about that movie forever and watch it forever.
Yeah. That movie is why I wanted a pair of Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
What
were they called in the movie, though? They were called something else.
I can't remember what they were.
PF Flyers?
That sounds right.
Or is that the wagon?
That's the wagon, I think.
They were something Flyers.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'll look it up right now while we're trying to go.
Hot take, though.
Yeah?
Have not seen that movie.
Really?
Not once.
It's not a hot take, but it's just very disappointing.
Well, I get that a lot.
Yeah, they're called PF Flyers, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Radio Flyers, the wagon.
That's the wagon. Yep. There it is, Radio Flyers wagon.
It's a good movie.
You can buy PF Flyers.
But,
really?
Yeah. Oh. Cool.
They're all black. They look pretty good. You guys have to look at these when you...
Okay.
Oh, man, that looks slick. Yeah. Well, I'd wear those.
Link in the description to PF Flyers. Probably not. Probably not, really.
Well, we'll see.
Again, not a sponsor. Just...
We're going to start loading up the
PF Flyers have been shoes this whole time? My whole life is a lie.
This whole time? This
isn't something... real shoes.
Oh, what? Man. I thought that was just something they made up.
It's like a made-up.
So they didn't say...
Converse All-Stars.
Converse All-Stars.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Huh.
Now New Balance makes PF Flyers, although maybe they might not have existed.
Yeah, see, I think...
Okay.
Because all of the styles are exactly the same. But I don't know. Hard to say. I'm going to look into that.
We'll do some Sockwatch research.
Yeah. Well, we all learned something today.
And that's what matters. So those are our baseball picks.
Are there any baseball movies that... Because, like, Field of Dreams, I don't know if I count that as a baseball movie. It's a really good movie, but...
Yeah, I don't know that I count it as a sports movie. I was thinking, like, I really like Major League.
Yeah, Major League's
the first one's really fun. Bull Durham's a pretty good movie.
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year I liked when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't there one, like, Angels in the Outfield?
Angels in the Outfield with Christopher Lloyd.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, was it Danny Glover? Danny Glover, too, right?
Was he in the two?
He was the manager, I think.
All right.
The gruff manager. And I believe Ray Liotta, but don't quote me on that.
I think Ray Liotta may have been the dad that was like, I'll come back when the Angels win the pennant.
Yep. And then they don't? I don't remember.
No, I don't think.
They get close.
Spoiler alert. I don't think they did. And I think it should go without saying that for all these categories, my favorite is actually the Air Bud version of that sport.
Yes,
but
that's too hard to...
Yeah, yeah.
Can't do that in an hour.
No, no. How could you parse it all out?
The majesty of the Air Bud franchise.
I've watched it all three times over, and I'm still just getting the outer edges of it. So, moving along alphabetically, I think goes to basketball next.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would someone else like to start?
Sure.
Yeah.
I know exactly what my pick is. The time-honored classic. You know it, you love it, you can't live without it. Space Jam.
Yeah.
It has to be.
It has to be Space Jam.
It was hard to think of a different basketball movie for me. So I just picked it. Space Jam is...
What's the... Oh, damn it. The one with... This is not good podcast listening, folks. I'm sorry. Gene Hackman as the coach.
Oh, Hoosiers.
Hoosiers, yeah. That's a classic.
That is a classic. I think I've never seen it. Really? No. We watched it once in like sixth grade, I think. And it's good, but it's...
What is it?
There's not many good basketball movies. Like, Juana Man is a basketball... Like, there's not...
Yeah.
Blue Chips is pretty good. Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
As like just a dirty coach.
And I mean, I don't know. I've seen other basketball movies come out. Basketball's not my favorite sport.
Mine.
And sport movies, I'll be honest with you folks, it's not my favorite genre of flick out there. So I don't go running to see most of them. But yeah, Space Jam, I think, has to be my favorite basketball movie.
Yeah, it's probably mine too.
It's got the Looney Tunes in it,
mm-hmm.
plus Bill Murray.
Oh yeah.
Who is hilarious in that movie.
He's
in it for not very long at all.
Oh yeah. And
plays
Wayne Knight.
Yes.
Wayne Knight.
Yes. Dennis Nedry from Jurassic Park.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I like how that's your reference for him and not Newman.
I was going to say
Newman.
I didn't watch Seinfeld, though.
I didn't watch Seinfeld.
Neither did I.
Until more recently, I should say.
I met him when I was working.
Oh, yeah, you told me this.
When I was working an auto show
in
L.A. They came through the display, and it was him and Stephen Root.
Oh.
Together. And I was like, you guys are two of my favorites. I hope you don't mind me gushing a little. And they're like, no, gush. they're great. They're great.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What's Wayne Knight and Stephen Root up to?
Wayne Knight has lost a lot of weight.
Oh, that's good.
Actually, we talked a very little bit, and he was joking that he was like, I might have to put the weight back on because I'm not getting any roles.
Oh.
People want, you know, wanted him,
Wayne Knight.
Like, yeah, when he was Newman, when he was, or on Third Rock, when he was the police boyfriend.
Like detective. Yep. I remember that.
Yeah.
That's the only basketball movie I really enjoy watching. Because it's not a good movie, Space Jam.
No, it's not. It is not a good... They needed a better acting coach for the basketball players.
Yes.
Because they all looked like they just got handed a card to read, like, that time.
That's probably what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, you're filming in front of a blue screen. They're not even actors anyway. They're acting opposite. Probably people in blue and green suits, but I don't know
if
they
weren't
that.
Really.
Yeah.
The only times you saw them after they, because they never really acted with the cartoons.
That's
they always
true.
Acted with people. Mm-hmm. So they were like getting checked up in the hospital and hitting their heads on the doorway.
That's right. Because Michael Jordan brings them the basketball and they have to touch the basketball to get their basketball power back. Mm-hmm. Charles Barkley's greatest role.
Yes.
Easily.
No doubt.
Easily.
Larry Bird was in it even though he was retired. He was a... Michael's golfing buddy at the
That's game. Right. Mm-hmm.
Which reminds me, I want to see Uncle Drew. That's out now, I think. That looks pretty funny.
That does look like a pretty good... And that I don't think that's going to top Space Jam as my favorite basketball movie, but I could be wrong.
Hey, you never know.
I haven't seen it yet. But, I mean, Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck. Daffy Duck was always my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I always preferred Daffy to Bugs. Hot take.
Why is that?
I think honestly is like I understand Daffy's motivations more. It's like I could see wanting to steal that giant ruby.
Yeah.
Whereas Bugs, it's like he just likes fucking with Elmer, and I'm not that much of an instigator. I'm just greedy and lazy.
That makes sense.
And I feel like Daffy gets that.
Bugs has a level of confidence that no actual person should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he can tie shotgun barrels into bows, so...
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
I think if I could do that, I'd be pretty confident as well. Or if I looked that good in drag.
Oh.
Bugs in a dress. That's one of my favorite things in Wayne's World. Do you find Bugs attractive when he puts on a dress and plays a girl bunny? And just no.
No. No. Me neither. Just ask. Oh my goodness. Well,
but back to sports.
Yeah, basketball's hard. There's not gonna, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of basketball movies, but
yeah.
I think it's the same thing with soccer and basketball. It's hard to have like dramatic moments during the sports of that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I just think one is really funny because the game doesn't really stop moving.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I can't remember the name of it. The Will Ferrell movie where he is the owner and player of the basketball.
Yeah, I heard that was Tropics.
It's semi-pro. Semi-pro. It's pretty bad, but it has some really, really funny moments.
Hmm.
Pretty much just when Will Ferrell is clearly just winging it in a scene.
Well, sure.
It's pretty good. It's worth watching. But again, see, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's technically a basketball movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also been in a figure skating.
Oh, that's
yes. Right. Movie. Which I like that movie.
Kind of.
I'll say I like it.
It's pretty funny.
I kind of
it's so
it.
Dumb. But
and
it's
Amy
dumb,
Poehler
but...
and...
Tina Fey?
No, what's
oh no, it was Amy Poehler and when Will Ferrell or Will Arnett,
Arnett.
Were
Will
still
Arnett.
Married.
Yeah, so they were still married and they starred as the opposite team.
Yeah.
They were great.
Yeah.
They're then, individually great, so why wouldn't they be great?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, and they were married in real life and they were playing brother and sister, but they just played the brother and sister like a married couple and it was awful but hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jenna Fischer from The Office.
Mm-hmm.
Was in that movie. And the kid from Napoleon Dynamite, whose name I can never remember.
Oh,
John something.
John
it
Heater?
Doesn't matter. That sounds right.
I always get him and Bill Hader, because they're very similar.
Their names are very
their
similar.
Their names are similar. Yeah.
I much prefer Bill Hader.
Yeah.
Just
there's not a lot of basketball movies that
just,
I
yeah.
I think we can stop apologizing for the lack of basketball movies
yeah,
we've
it's
seen
not our fault.
At
we can make
point.
A good basketball movie.
Yeah.
Three white guys from Nebraska.
Yeah. And that's also, yeah. Oh, but I was, another option I was going to say, honorable mention for basketball, White Men Can't Jump.
That's a good movie.
I love that movie.
That's
and it is a basketball movie.
It
yeah.
is. Yeah,
they are, it's, they're competing. They're hustling, so it's a little bit of a hustle and gamble movie. But,
yeah.
I would say
that,
more basketball.
That counts.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson and, oh my God! Why can't I think of her name?
Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez. Stupid.
Stupid.
That was a terrible impression I just did.
Yeah.
That's a movie that like feels like they're gonna remake that at some point in time, but
yeah.
just haven't gotten around to it yet. And I'm glad they haven't.
And oh my God, is it Wesley Snipes?
It
in
is
that
Wesley
movie?
Snipes. Yep.
I kept seeing Wesley Snipes. I was like, "There's no way it was Wesley Snipes." Yeah, it definitely was.
It was like 30-year-old Wesley Snipes and 30-year-old Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
If they were even that old, that's an old movie. I don't know.
It's a really old movie. It's
late
80s? Yeah.
Is it even 1990 when it came out?
I don't think so.
If only we had the internet right in front of me right now. We can move on.
Yeah.
And I'll just look this
yeah,
up.
That's another basketball movie that I like. Odd.
1992. Okay. So I thought it's about 3 years older than that. Okay.
So the next alphabetically... would be boxing, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I do have a solid pick for this one.
Yeah? Well, we've been going around this way. Doug, do you have a solid boxing movie pick, or should we just let Aaron start?
I probably would just default to Rocky, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which, I mean, solid. Yeah. There are some other good ones that I won't mention just in case you guys mention them as well.
Oh,
but,
I'm sure I have one of the others.
Yeah. Rocky was good because I saw, as a kid, the first Rocky movie I saw was 2, I think,
mm-hmm.
or 3, whichever one had Hulk Hogan in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then obviously Rocky 4 with Ivan Drago. And then it was only like maybe when I was 17 or 18 that I finally saw the first one. Which
really?
Was really? Yeah, it was really good.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah. I still need to sit down and watch Creed all the way through.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
I have not seen
Ryan
Creed
Coogler, Michael B. Jordan.
But I've heard good things.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really excellent. I need to.
Well, and I heard one guy write up that this is the only way that the Rocky franchise could come back is following Creed. And, like, it just sounds like such a great story. Rocky, I mean, it is the standard.
Yeah.
And not in a bad way, like the standard by which all other boxing movies and in many ways sports movies in general are compared. Am I correct in saying Stallone wrote that?
He did, and he had to work really hard to get that made too.
Yeah,
I was not aware of that.
Because I think he won an Oscar for it. Did he direct it too? I'm going to look that up.
I don't know about that, but
it might have been his writing, or was it just his?
I was pretty sure it was 76. His writing.
Yeah, but yeah, Stallone. I mean, that was his idea, and he wrote it, and it was all about him. So, boxing movie? Anyone else?
Oh yeah, I'll go. I'll go. Say, folks, we can just mention
Best Picture.
Aaron's getting more beer. We can talk about this. We're all in the same room.
Beer's all around.
Beer's all around.
Yeah,
grab one for my favorite Sotsker.
Here's what I'll just do.
Pants Manager.
It was nominated for Best Picture. It won Best Director, which was not Stallone. John Adelson. It won. Stallone was nominated Best Actor. Talia Shire, Best Actress. Nominated for Best Screenplay. Nominated for Best Supporting Actor twice. Burgess Meredith and Burt Young. It won Best Film Editing. Nominated for Best Original Song. Not Eye of the Tiger. And also nominated for Best Sound. So, Rocky did okay. Rocky, man, showered with award nominations.
And that's how that's Stallone's just entry onto the scene.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that was his first thing that he did besides like his weird softcore porn.
The Italian Stallion. Yep. Never actually seen The Italian Stallion, but I know of it. Largely thanks to the show Big Mouth.
Yeah, I still haven't watched that.
I just saw the first episode of that, and I already love it.
It's so funny. Favorite boxing movies. I'm going to cheat a little bit.
Oh? It's not a boxing movie.
It's kind of a boxing movie. Snatch.
Okay.
Snatch has... There's a boxing storyline to it. Brad Pitt plays the piker with the miracle punch.
Yeah, I mean, it's about the kind of illegal gambling side of...
Yeah, and, you know, it's... It's more of a crime movie. It really is. I didn't want to pick Rocky.
I didn't know any other boxing
movies. I can think of other boxing movies. I almost picked Far and Away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But... I watched it again recently, and the whole time Tom Cruise just bugs the crap out of me.
His terrible Irish accent.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Nicole Kidman there.
Oh, Nicole Kidman. Oh, I'll have a horse roll over on me and die as we're trying to make our livelihood. Actually, I think he survives.
I don't think that happened.
But Snatch is a great movie. Jason Statham. I mean, Brad Pitt's piker accent alone is worth watching that movie. And hey, like dogs. Dogs. Yeah, I like dogs. I prefer caravans. It's a good movie.
Good old guy. Seen it.
That one's really good. That and Lock Stock
is probably the better
barrels.
Movie, yeah.
Actually, I think Snatch is the better movie. But
personal taste.
Yeah.
The King Arthur movie, which he did recently, is not good. It was Guy Ritchie, but it was it just wasn't good. It wasn't a Guy Ritchie movie, like in the way you think of kind of the sharp, quick humor.
Yeah.
And the dark humor.
It was behind you, Tyrone. When you go in reverse, things come from behind.
Funny angle.
It was our funny angle. So I cheated just so I could basically not say Rocky.
That's fair.
That's fine. Say, you know.
I have a movie that I genuinely, I mean, it's not cheating at all. It is based around boxing, and I like it better than Rocky. My choice is The Fighter.
Mm.
That stars
The Fighter.
Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale.
Yeah.
And it follows the story of Mickey Ward, younger brother to, played by Mark Wahlberg. He's the younger brother of Dickie Eklund, played by Christian Bale, who is a genuine boxer.
Yeah.
And it's following kind of, it's biography-ish style.
Yeah.
Dickie Eklund was big into meth after his run of boxing. So it's kind of a tale of...
And Christian Bale lost a bunch of weight for that movie.
He did lose a lot of weight.
That's
not
right.
Not quite as much as The Machinist or whatever it was, where he was like
he did
under 100 pounds or whatever.
He did like permanent damage to his body.
Yeah, he... Can't fault the guy for devotion, but damn. But yeah, that's another role he lost a lot of weight for. But it's probably my favorite. I don't know if I would say best overall sports movie.
Yeah.
But it's up there.
Yeah.
Close second.
I've never seen it. I remember the commercials, and I remember thinking it looked really good.
Like Amy Adams and stuff, too, right?
Amy Adams, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Amy Adams.
What a beach.
She's a real looker, see?
Well, let me tell you.
Moving right along to our favorite curling movie, Ben.
Ah, that would be The Short and Curl These.
Oh, boy.
It's about a curling camp.
About a youth curling camp? It's an inconvenient name. Football, I guess, would be next.
Right?
So now we have nothing between.
Football, yeah. So my turn to start again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to go, my favorite football movie is actually The Replacements.
Ooh.
Sorry. It's another one where Gene Hackman is coaching.
Yeah.
And Keanu Reeves just delivers, not a super deep or in-depth character, but he's killing it with his timing. He's being charming enough. It's really held up by the supporting cast. Orlando Jones. I can't remember the British guy who plays the kicker, but I've seen
him. It's like Jonathan Rhys or something.
Yeah.
He's in like random things here and there, but I never remember his
I've
name.
Seen him in a few things.
The two big linemen who also in the 90s were in hundreds of movies that I've never seen them since. But.
Yeah. Great. I mean, just great fun. Fun romp, fun little 90-minute viewing experience. I'd recommend it to anyone.
What was the other movie where he played? Because he played for LSU and lost in the Sugar Bowl in that movie.
Uh huh.
There was another movie where Keanu Reeves played a character that also the exact same thing was his backstory.
Like lost in the Sugar Bowl.
Yeah, and I can't remember what that was.
I don't know. Was it the what was the romantic? The rom-com?
It had to be. Maybe I'm just making that up. I know it was The Replacements, but it doesn't matter. Point Break?
Is he in Point Break? He had the same...
Yeah, it was something about the Sugar Bowl. I don't know if it was he played for LSU, but I think it was the Sugar Bowl. Oh, I'm going to have to watch Point Break again.
Nah.
Not a sports movie. Well, extreme sports.
Kind of. Surfing.
In a way.
Sorry for stealing yours. Glad I went first.
Yep.
Aaron?
Really the only one I can remember even vaguely would have to be Remember the Titans.
That's a good one.
Not a bad one.
Great movie.
Maybe by default then I'll go, because The Replacements is mine. Because the scene when they start singing I Will Survive in the prison cell, at the jail cell. Or when the kicker is smoking on the field before his kick.
I love that.
Probably the original Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds. That's a pretty good movie.
Okay.
I've never actually seen it.
Neither have I. Guy's in prison and he creates a football team.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler did a remake.
I was not
years
a fan.
Later.
I was not so much a fan of that one.
It had a really good cast, but
fell flat for me.
Speaking of really good cast, we kind of blew past it, but Remember the Titans has an excellent cast.
It really does. Denzel Washington, obviously. It has a lot of people that were in just a lot of things. None of them are like superstars.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to remember any of their names.
Right.
But when you see their faces, that guy.
Yeah.
Almost every
there was one guy that someone told me was like, you know, they're going to Remember the Titans. I was like, no way. But
what about Little Giants?
Little Giants.
Did you guys ever
see
that
name,
one?
The name rings a bell.
It's,
but I don't.
Rick Moranis is the coach of the it's a youth football team. And
okay.
He coaches the Giants, and his brother, who's played by Ed O'Neill, coaches the Cowboys.
Okay.
And they're a little rivalry going back and forth.
Huh.
The annexation of Puerto Rico, if you've ever heard that, it's a play that the Little Giants came up with.
All right. For some reason, John Madden's bus breaks down, and he helps him like come up with a play.
All right.
It's just one of those sports movies where like the little guy wins in the end. Oh, it's pretty
sure.
funny.
Yeah. Sure.
Their best player is a girl, which in 1995 was like,
what?
Oh yeah. That's Little Giants was a fun one.
Kit Pardue played Sunshine.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
In Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
It's just a great movie. Great movie.
It really is. It's almost like a timepiece as well.
Varsity Blues.
Very much in the segregation.
Oh,
the news.
Yep.
That's enough. That's
they're all a team.
Yeah. Well, I don't even want to talk about Varsity Blues anymore because that was a really good and profound point. And Varsity Blues is a great movie.
Speaking of segregation, Billy Bob was segregated from not having concussions.
Yep.
In the movie Varsity Blues. Transition.
Good segue. Great segue.
So, that's football.
I didn't really like Varsity Blues that much. I think it's because I hate John Voight. I don't know why.
I've never
seen
it.
But I just don't like looking
at it. I don't think I've even heard of Varsity Blues.
It's
very
much. When it came out, it was the only time it would have ever existed. It was like 1998.
I think
Dawson's Creek.
I think
it was popular.
Did it precede American Pie?
Ooh, maybe.
Because it was very much kind of in that same tone, but with a more sports focused thing.
And a little bit of a, like,
okay.
They wanted to do a more serious, like, you can't force me to live a certain way just because you fail as a child or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But it was kind of
But they tried to also make it like, hey, the fun teen comedy time and like, oh, the sexy teacher is also a stripper? What?
Yeah, gotcha. It's written by people who, it's people who haven't been in high school for like 40 years writing a movie about what it's like to be in high school, which.
I see.
It's just, you don't remember what it was actually like.
Yeah.
And it's not anything like what you put on paper or put on a movie.
Sure.
But.
Yeah. Never works out. So that is baseball, basketball, boxing, football.
We're doing golf? I can only think of one that I like.
I can only think of one that I like as well.
Me too.
So
is it all the same?
I mean, we could give it to Happy Gilmore.
Yeah,
we could
where we're going to say Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. I mean, honorable mention to Tin Cup.
Yeah, Tin Cup's all right. But
and Bagger Vance, which we already talked about.
Yeah, we talked about Bagger Vance.
Ugh.
No, Happy Gilmore.
One of the few smash hits of Adam Sandler's line of movies.
Well,
Billy Madison. I liked Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
I love Big Daddy.
And of course, Little Nicky. Who doesn't?
There are moments in Little Nicky that are really funny.
I think The Waterboy, which football movie.
I like
it. I think it was so bad, but it made a lot of money. So so did Transformers 4.
Yeah.
True.
I forgot about The Waterboy in football movies. I wouldn't have put it on the top, but
neither
that
would
have been an honorable mention at least.
That's. Man, what a movie.
You got Henry Winkler
as the coach. Kathy Bates is his mom. Veruca Salt as
his girlfriend.
What happened to her? She was
actually crazy.
Yeah, it could be. She was in everything for a minute.
Yeah.
American Mystery X.
God, that's a good movie.
What's the movie about? Which is The Craft or
the
something?
The Craft. That's a good movie.
Yeah. She was all over the place from like 1999 to 2003.
She's all over the schedule.
Oops, we both took a drink at the same time.
Uh-oh.
Golf, yeah, so Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore wins golf.
Yeah.
We weren't really planning on doing golf, but there it is.
Yeah, that's the only good golf movie. Hockey is easy. It's the Mighty Ducks.
Of course.
First one and only the first one.
Only the first one.
Yeah. Done. Yeah.
Speaking of movies, I'm surprised they haven't rebooted. They wouldn't do hockey, though. They'd make them like...
No, they'll do hockey.
Yeah, they'll do like... That'll be a lacrosse team or something instead.
You think?
Yeah, it'll be something. They won't do hockey because they won't want it to be exactly the same, but they also won't do like football or something like that. So they can keep
lacrosse is a pretty good guess.
Man, what a great, great movie.
Emilio!
Drive out on the ice. Trust me, it's thick enough. Okay, Emilio Estevez, don't trust this limo driver. Just drive around on the ice. Spazway. Goldberg, just the greatest. Mighty Ducks 2 was not as good. Also, it's sort of weird because the United States was the bully. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And why, with Mighty Ducks 2, why didn't you just call it Russia? Like, oh, it's Iceland. These Yeah, Iceland. You know how evil Iceland is. Just call it Russia.
And they're all there, standing there like, we must break you.
No.
I don't know what Iceland is like.
I think there's enough people in Iceland to field a junior hockey team. And they couldn't call it the Olympics either. It was like the junior game. World games or something like that. Couldn't fork over that money at the time.
All right. Like, guys, favorite bobsled movie?
Ooh, tough call, tough call. I'd have to say Cool Runnings.
Mm. Yeah. What's yours, Ben?
Cool Runnings. It's Cool Runnings.
Yeah, it's probably Cool Runnings.
Are there any others? I don't know if there are any
others. You're looking it up, though, aren't you?
Prefontaine? Doesn't seem like
that. Oh, how did I forget about Prefontaine? Geez,
no, you guys. He was out of box. We missed such an... Sotskers, we have to apologize.
He was a runner. That wasn't actually a bobsled movie.
Yeah, okay.
Bowling.
I think we can move to our other category.
Including bowling.
Okay, bowling movies.
Okay, what else is there? Manhunting.
Ooh.
What's
that Jean-Claude Van Damme movie?
Manhunt?
Time Cop? Bloodsport?
No. Thanks for taking my other sports. My favorite other sports movie was going to be Bloodsport, guys.
We could do martial arts movies because Karate Kid is the clear winner. Does Mortal Kombat count?
Ooh, good, kind of. It's a tournament.
In a way, yeah.
Tournament to save the world. Yeah. Space Jam is in the same.
Yeah, I mean, it follows the same.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, wow, that's a head scratcher.
Wasn't Space Jam, though, wasn't the alien, his whole goal was to just make Michael Jordan work for an amusement park? Like, yeah. Actually, we're trying to take the world over.
Yeah, that was his entire motivation.
Huh. Danny DeVito.
Was it?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if that was his original, but that was the bet they made.
That was the bet they made.
I think he just wanted, like, the greatest basketball team in the universe or whatever. I don't remember why.
Gonna have to watch Space Jam. That's what
we'll have to. Yeah, we're just gonna have to watch it.
Well, maybe that'll be our watch with us.
Space Jam.
Space Jam.
Too long. Just over now.
Yeah.
What do you got? Miscellaneous movies.
Miscellaneous. I mean, I'm gonna let Aaron go ahead and mention his bowling pick.
That'll be an honorable mention, which would be Kingpin.
Mm.
I love that movie. Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson's appeared on this list a couple times already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it Randy Quaid?
Yeah.
It was Randy Quaid.
Before he went cuckoo.
Man,
yeah.
Bill Murray, which, again, hilarious.
Did you know that their original casting plan for that movie, instead of Bill Murray, it was going to be Jim Carrey?
Really? Oh.
Can you imagine how different the movie would have been?
That would be a very different movie. I mean, I love Jim Carrey, but I'm kind of glad they got Bill Murray for that.
Yeah. What's his name? McCracken?
Only seen Kingpin one time.
Oh, I love it.
I've seen it
6th or 7th grade, like right around the time.
Whenever it was on Comedy Central, Kingpin. And then I'd watch wherever part it's at.
Was that the Farrelly brothers too? Remember the Farrelly brothers?
Right. I think it was.
Could be. Yeah, Farrelly. Good call.
My honorable mention. While you guys are looking,
but yes, Bill Murray played Ernie McCracken.
Ernie McCracken.
So
Ernie that's one I should probably watch because wasn't Randy Quaid? Yeah, he was Amish.
He was Amish.
He was Amish.
Ishmael.
Oh God, that movie's good.
He was. He actually was pretty funny in that.
The rose and the bowling ball. That was a sweet bowling ball.
That was a cool bowling ball.
And
then yeah, he had a Woody Harrelson had a fake right hand.
Yeah, that's right.
Forgot about that.
He put his hand in the
cleaning machine. Yeah, put his hand in the cleaner, yeah.
The Farrelly brothers.
It's a great movie.
Such a good... How's life going, Bill? Taking forever.
But as far as my favorite, this is probably my favorite all time, The Wrestler.
Really?
That's a good one.
Yes. Yeah. With Mickey Rourke playing, don't remember the wrestler's name, some made up wrestler.
He's effectively playing Jake the Snake Roberts.
Just effectively, but they just, they weren't, they weren't outright naming him.
That was what, the only thing that bothered me about that movie is, it's a movie about, like, you know, people, old broken people learning to, like, deal with the fact that they're aging and their bodies aren't what they used to be. It's, like, sort of the under theme. But then they got Marissa Tomei as, like, an old stripper, like, yeah, she still looks
pretty good.
Well,
get Cloris Leachman to play the old stripper. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, there you go.
Betty White.
Yeah, I won trivia with some friends recently, and we were the Betty White Walkers. That was our team name. Doug, do you have an other category?
I don't know. I'll probably... we'll just... Nacho Libre. Why not? Classic luchador movie starring Jack Black as a Mexican youth. Not really. He was an American kid that got dropped off in Mexico. But it's just one of those movies that's so stupid, but it still makes me laugh.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Partially because his accent is so bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Nacho Libre.
That's a really good one. I was going to say Bloodsport with Jean-Claude, because I do love that movie. I love watching it. I love watching all of Jean-Claude's dumb faces. I highly recommend. It's got Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Yeah. He plays the American guy who doesn't know how to do the Democ, so they almost don't let him into the tournament. What a dumb concept. You can only get into our tournament if you can do the one move that instantly kills people. Well, it seems just like a quick draw tournament at this point. Who can get that Democ off first?
We got a couple from the Sotskers out there.
Yeah.
A lot of them, it's Mighty Ducks, Remember the Titans, Sandlot, a lot of stuff we already covered.
Yeah.
Josh says Air Bud.
Josh.
Mike says Juana Man. Major League Honor. Death Race 2000.
Oh.
I guess if NASCAR is a sport, Death Race is a sport.
Well, I think it's presented as a sport. So I think one thing we all need to recognize is that none of us have talked about the best sports movie of all time, Robot Jocks.
I've never heard of
Robot Jocks. You've never heard of Robot Jocks?
No.
It is like a late 80s, early 90s mech movie, like mech fighting movie. And it's...
Is it animated?
No.
Huh. I've never heard of it.
It's terrible. It's awful. At one point, they're trying to sell how bad the future is. So, like, he comes home to his family, and they're like, "We're so glad to have you. We're celebrating. We're having real meat." And she opens the pot on the stove, and there's one hot dog floating in the pot for, like, nine people. And everyone's like, "Yay, meat!"
It's not real meat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there you are. Robot Jocks.
Robot Jocks. All right. We got Dietrich says The Benchwarmers. That's another movie that's stupid.
I forgot about that. I forgot about that.
It makes me laugh.
Oh, my God. I forgot Jocks is spelled J-O-X.
Of course it is.
Robot Jocks.
Of course it is.
89. This movie is exactly as old as Aaron.
This is true.
And exactly as ridiculous sounding.
Well, this is also true. I guess if we're defining sports movies simply by, like, tournament style or just outright being a sports, Beer Fest.
Oh, man. That's
Are they athletes?
I guess. It's a competition.
Yeah, that's true.
I like that choice, actually. I love that movie.
Oh, man. You know what? Calling it now. Wrestler is my close second.
Beer Fest is probably
my favorite.
All right.
If we are defining it under their terms of being a competition.
Sure, sure.
Is it a traditional sport? No.
Nah, but that's part of what makes it great. I'll give an honorable mention to Dodgeball as well. I like that movie.
I can't believe we took this long without mentioning Dodgeball.
Oh, Dodgeball's great.
Dodgeball is great.
Alan, how do you pronounce his last name?
Tudyk? Tudyk, I don't know.
Tudyk?
I don't know. It's probably Tudyk because that way he got made fun of his whole life.
Yeah.
Because of that, became an actor.
He's probably brilliant. He really is. He's genius, and he with it, Pirate Joe or Pirate?
Yeah,
it's not Pirate Joe because it's
Pirate
Average Joe's the name of the gym. Yeah, I don't remember.
Could be Jack.
We had Jason Bateman as the extreme sports guy.
Oh, that's right.
Oh yeah.
And that actor whose name I always forget. Vaughn? No, the other guy who was on commentary. Vince Vaughn, of course, and then Ben Stiller is the Globo Gym guy.
Right.
God, I can never... Gary Cole? Is that right? He's in Office Space. He's the boss in Office Space. He's Lumberg. This doesn't...
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure.
Surprise appearance by
played Mr. Brady.
Chuck Norris.
Yeah. The thumbs
Give
up.
Give the thumbs up.
Thank you, Chuck Norris. for that gift alone. And also... For a brief time when Conan O'Brien was on NBC, his talk show, when Universal purchased NBC or the other way around, he just had a lever where he would pull it and it would just play a random Walker Texas Ranger clip.
That's right.
And then he have a chain that would play a Night Ranger clip?
Yep.
And a button that would play, I think it was always like the same clip from something.
I don't remember what it was. Is it like Paul Rudd with his Mac and Me? Every time Paul Rudd's on Conan, he brings a clip from the movie he's in, and it's always the same clip from Mac and Me. So, watch those. We'll do that here together. Audience, join at home. You won't hear us, but just pretend.
Another maybe alternative sports movie. This is not a sports movie. It's a competition movie, though. Best in Show.
Yeah.
I love Best in Show. Good. And I do think dog shows come on ESPN.
Oh, I don't know if they might. They used to, because this always drove me nuts as a little kid. It was always on Mondays, and it superseded Monday Night Raw. When I was a little kid, it was only like 1 or 2 weeks a year or whatever it was. But yeah, it'd be like, oh, it's the Westminster Dog Show. Like, no! I'm trying to see The Undertaker in his 9th body bag match of the month. I gotta see who wins. It's still real to me at this time. I'm 7 or whatever.
Oh, how did we not mention Seabiscuit, you guys?
I've never seen Seabiscuit.
Neither have I.
What about Racing Stripes? Huh?
What?
Huh? The zebra racing movie?
No.
It's a zebra who wants to race, and it's voiced by Elijah Wood?
And for the two people who are mad, Hot Rod is not a sports movie. It is a movie. It's really funny. It's not a sports movie.
It is not a sports movie.
I wouldn't.
No.
Just yell sports movies at the microphone now.
Yeah, for the next 20 minutes. Buckle up, Sotskers.
Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder is technically a sports movie, although if you're going to go Talladega Nights.
Yeah. Yes, that is a sports movie. Yeah. Absolutely, Talladega Nights. The volleyball scene in Top Gun could be its own sports movie.
It could be. And I think...
It'd be on Showtime late at night.
Yeah.
But...
I think for many, many blossoming homosexuals, it was an experience of its own.
Yeah. That was probably good for those people. So, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I know myself.
A lot of stuff makes sense now.
Oh, sports movies. I don't have that many, looking at my shelf of mostly just Marvel movies and a couple Star Wars. Nope, Anchorman doesn't count.
No.
Get Out doesn't count. The Spider-Man trilogy.
Yeah, I don't think any of those count either.
Well, that means we've officially run out of ideas.
Karate Kid with Jackie Chan. And
I never saw that one. The original Karate Kid is good.
The original Karate Kid is good.
What I love about this latest Karate Kid is that he teaches him Kung Fu.
It's not karate.
He doesn't teach
karate?
No, he doesn't teach him karate. He teaches him Kung Fu.
I've heard Cobra Kai is good. I need to watch that on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
It's not YouTube Red anymore. It's YouTube.
Oh, I thought it was still YouTube Red.
No, it's like YouTube Prime. They stole the name from them.
Of course.
But yeah, I've heard Cobra Kai is actually really, really, really good. So, maybe that'll be... We can actually start that here this evening if we want to watch an episode.
No.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out of sports movies.
Yeah,
there's hundreds of thousands more.
Oh, there's tons more, and I'm sure there are some that we're going to be just slamming our head against the wall thinking, how did we mention that? But that, ladies
and
gentlemen,
my brother will text it at us.
Is what social media is for. You should follow us on Facebook. We are SotsWatch, S-O-T-S, WATCH, mm-hmm. or we're the same thing on Twitter. We're the same thing on Instagram. Follow us there. And tell us all the great sports movies that we forgot to list, because we're dumb and we forget things sometimes, people.
And I tried to go through your favorites here, but a lot of people have the same stuff we did, so that's good.
Yeah,
I mean, vindicated.
We're on brand.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you had a happy Independence Day. And thank you.
That'll be yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy Independence Day yesterday. We hope you're not too hungover today. And if you are, we hope you enjoyed these soothing sounds for the last
55 minutes and 19 seconds.
Oh my God, let's wrap it up. Everybody, thanks for listening, especially Pants Manager.
Oh, Pants Manager's
good
the
old
best.
Pants Manager.
Good old Pants Manager. And Num One Hug Ninja, you're great too.
Num One Hug Ninja has never actually seen anything we've done, I'm pretty sure.
Well,
seen nor heard.
Yeah.
She saw a tweet.
That's true.
Yeah.
She didn't interact with a tweet.
That still puts her pretty high up on my rankings. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Sotskers, thank you for listening one more time. I'm Ben.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Doug.
This has been Sots Watch. Keep watching, Sots.